It's bad. Anime.
I'm John.
I'm Rob.
This is Bad Anime, the podcast where we decide,
is this anime bad?
And welcome to 2024 for season three.
Happy New Year.
Of your favorite, least favorite podcast.
You hate us and we hate ourselves too.
Hooray!
Do you remember that episode of SpongeBob where like Patrick wrote the song and sent it into the band? The most underappreciated line in SpongeBob history is the band members after finishing a terrible song going, "I hate my life," and the other guy going, "I hate your life too, dude.
I hate your life too, dude."
The most underappreciated SpongeBob line. I remember hearing that as a teenager and crying laughing.
We could do like a whole 2 hours on SpongeBob lines and their appreciation.
Yesterday, when I was out and about, I was quoting SpongeBob nonstop, and I got some compliments, but then after a while, I was like, "Rob, you can chill it with the SpongeBob." And it's like, "Rob, this isn't funny." And I said,
"No, this is Patrick.
No, this is..."
Yeah, you got to be careful of that. Hi, Todd.
Oh, yeah, we're supposed to be talking about... Actually, wait, we're not talking about anime today, are we?
We are not,
kind of.
Technically, we are not talking about anime.
Because this is a super recent event, a super recent release. This is the live-action adaptation of Yu Yu Hakusho. Three things going on at once here. We thought, it's timely. We should, cover it in, the first couple episodes of season three of our pod.
Right.
But we also thought... How funny it would be if we started the pod with something that wasn't actually animated
for the whole year.
Yes, yeah,
so start off on the right foot.
Oh my God, start off with the foot right in the mouth.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
But I really like that we decided to do this because I'm thinking back to the last time we did a live action and there was One Piece live action.
Yes.
Also came to Netflix. But it's so funny how different this is from that.
And see, I need something to say about One Piece live action because episode 100 was just released recently.
Right.
And for a little behind the scenes, we talked in episode 100 of how ahead of schedule we were in terms of recording for the podcast. We're not in the case right now. This is Sunday. This is going out on Wednesday.
This is coming out in 2 days.
So this is one of the quicker turnarounds you ever had for the pod.
I'm going to be editing this on the train home.
Yeah, I know.
that is what I'm going to be doing on the train home.
So I heard in my voice for episode 100, that was also a long day for me personally.
Yeah.
And I felt bad about it because it didn't really bleed through, but I can hear it in myself. But one thing I heard in myself, which I need to clarify, I said I was excited to watch the One Piece live action, the rest of it.
Yes.
See, I'm excited to talk to you about it. Am I actually excited to watch it? No. And here's why. It's a thing that everyone loves and an adaptation that everyone generally agrees it's good.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's not really compelling. There's not a lot of intrigue there. It's like, it's a good thing. I'm like, well, what does that do for me? Like, there's a lot of good
things.
It's not
a great reason to continue watching it. Like, I think you want something like... nobody has really said the thing about the One Piece live action that I think maybe is the reason that you haven't continued watching it.
Mm.
I don't think anybody's really came out and said, this is fantastic.
Right.
I don't think there's been an over the moon, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but from all the reviews I've seen, everybody's been like, this was a great live action adaptation.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's nice, but was it a great show? And I watched the whole thing.
Right.
I ended up watching the whole thing.
And like I said, I'm going to watch it, but I'm not excited to do so.
Yes,
I'm excited to have a great conversation about it.
Mm-hmm.
But the actual watching part is not what excites me. This was a different story.
Mm-hmm.
Because, the One Piece adaptation was an international production. You could call it Hollywood. You can call it... Basically, it wasn't a Japanese production.
No.
It was done by a bunch of a whole international crew.
Based on Japanese source material.
Exactly. This was effectively a tokusatsu series based on Yu Yu Hakusho.
Mm-hmm.
And Yu Yu Hakusho is one of those shows where our friend group in particular has a lot of fond memories of it. You never said anything bad about Yu Yu Hakusho, but looking back, you were never as over the moon as some of our other friends about it.
Yeah, because I think I gave up on it mid-series.
Okay.
Actually, I honestly don't think I've ever actually finished it.
Okay.
I think I maybe watched the last few episodes with a few of our friends.
Yes.
But I don't think I've... the third season, I have no idea what the fuck that is.
And I remember very well watching Yu Yu Hakusho when it first came on, because I was very excited to watch, because I remember, so this would have been 2002 it came out in America. It came out 92 in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it was 2002 when it started airing on Toonami. And being 8 years old, I do remember being excited, cool, a new show, and this guy's got a spirit gun, cool.
Yeah.
That's all I took away. I remembered from the show was, spirit gun and the kid's dead.
Yeah, yeah.
But then, I didn't continue it because at 8 years old, I was way more an active kid. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really sit down to consume a lot of narrative media. Mm-hmm. I would have stuff on the background when I was either building Legos, playing with action figures, doing fun
stuff.
It
wasn't the center of your attention.
No, it was always a background stuff. So like, I very rarely sat down to consume that because this was like the year before I got into wrestling.
Yep.
So I was basically just playing video games and, like I said, more hands-on experiences.
Sure.
The shows are always background stuff. That's why I watched a lot of comedy as kids, like a lot of SpongeBob, et cetera, because it could be on the background. I didn't have to, it wasn't the focus of my attention.
It's not like a thinker and a focus on something.
Yes, and if I did sit down to watch something, it'd be more episodic, like a G.I. Joe.
Sure.
Or something like that without a ton of overarching storylines. Mm-hmm. You just put it on, enjoy the half hour of entertainment, then go back to whatever I was doing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's how I consumed stuff back then. Because people had fond memories watching Yu Yu Hakusho, and then I'd think back like, yeah, because people ask me like, why didn't you watch a lot of stuff? And I'm like, huh. Just didn't really have interest as a kid.
Yeah.
And also, if it didn't look cool enough for me to want the toy, I didn't really care about the show.
That is exactly what anime companies want you to think.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So I just had that revelation personally, and that's why Yu Yu Hakusho never really grabbed my attention. But I do have a fond memory of going like, oh, cool, a new thing I can start getting into.
Yes.
And then eventually just forgetting about it.
Where I stand with Yu Yu Hakusho is that it went for 4 seasons.
Four arcs, you know, seasons is like a weird term to use because it never stopped. You know what
I mean? Right. But it had its 4 segments.
Exactly.
Specifically.
Right.
The first two I remember decently enough. I think the one that I remember the most, the biggest memories I have are from the Dark Tournament arc.
Right.
It's probably one of the best tournament arcs in all of anime as touted.
That's actually like regarded pretty regularly as one of the tops.
Yes. And for good reason. I remember it being great. Don't remember a lot of details about it.
Right.
And the first season, I really don't remember a lot of details about because I remember like the first few episodes and the exposition, kind of the setup. But as we start to talk about this live action adaptation, I think something that both of us will have here is not really a great connection to the first season entirely, first arc of Yu Yu Hakusho, because you didn't really watch it.
No.
And I don't really remember it. Like, I remember some little things, but I don't remember the specifics of these dynamics. I remember the characters. I remember what their abilities are. I remember Kuwabara being my favorite fucking dude ever to exist in anime. Like, I remember all of that. But I don't exactly remember, like, maybe their goals or the storyline at that point.
Right.
So there will be some things that we have just missed out on, which I think is actually great because we're two people that are very familiar with anime.
Right.
Sometimes, unfortunately.
Yes.
And we have now come together to talk about something that we are actually approaching for the first time, both of us, a live action adaptation of something that we both really have not watched fully.
Yeah.
Like, it's not very fresh in the mind.
Not even remotely. And without even any recent context.
No.
Because I heard about One Piece a lot before we watched it.
At least I watched like the first 500, sorry.
Yeah.
The first like 100 episodes of One Piece.
Right.
At least I did that at some point and I know a good amount about it.
Right.
This completely lost. On most things.
And I feel like completely lost how a lot of people feel because from what I understand, they combined those 2 seasons we mentioned.
They did.
In a 5 episode runtime.
Yeah.
Generously speaking, 45 minutes of content per episode.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do the math on that real quick. We're doing calculator live on air, everybody.
Oh, yeah, baby. I actually thought about this math, too. If you take all those episodes.
So like 45 minutes for the live action per episode, let's say, that's being generous. Some of them are only like 42 minutes of content, but let's just go out with 45.
Some are like 51 something.
That's 225 minutes of content. Divided that by 60, you're getting 3¾ hours of content.
Yeah.
Which, you know, take Yu Yu Hakusho, the TV show, 22 minutes, I say that's fair, per actual content.
22 per episode.
You multiply that by 110. Oh, no, so the first 2 arcs, how many episodes was it probably? It was 25 for the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe another 40?
I'd probably say so, around there.
So 65 episodes, maybe?
Yeah.
So let's go 22 times 65, just roughly.
Hmm.
That's 140. That's 1,430 minutes divided by 60. You're looking at almost 24 hours of content.
Jeez.
So,
I mean, yeah, Yu Yu Hakusho, as I just looked it up, only has 112 episodes for the entire series.
Yeah, and the Dark Tournament arc is... So if you go to the Dark Tournament arc and see what episode it ended at, we can like, because it'll say like episode like 60.
Oh, yeah. So first season goes from 1 to 25. You're right on the money there.
Yep.
Second season goes from 26 to 66. So yeah, you're actually right on the money.
Almost right on the money.
About 40.
So you're looking at just under 4 hours of content versus like 24 hours of content.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of truncating.
It is quite a lot of truncating. And you knew, like, and I heard a lot about it before it even came out. And this one, I was actually kind of asking myself, why didn't it get the big marketing push that a One Piece got? Mm-hmm. Well, there's a few reasons for that, and they clicked as soon as I pressed play.
Japanese production, maybe.
Japanese production.
Yeah.
Japanese production, and also, you know, the other part about it is that One Piece is an ongoing phenomenon.
Yes.
Yu Yu Hakusho, as we said, premiered in America in 2002, Japan in 1992, around then.
So it's a franchise that's came and gone.
It's been a while, and I'm kind of concerned that it may have gotten Cowboy Bebopped in a way.
Yes.
Because the Cowboy Bebop live action, I just feel like it just came way too late.
Exactly.
For that to it's be even a viable piece of media.
And that's the thing, like, with Cowboy Bebop, you were truncating. It was stupid because it was only like 26 episodes.
Yeah.
So, like, you didn't need to truncate anything there. This one, I can understand trying to truncate, but that's a lot of truncating.
It was a lot. I thought they were going to do, and I heard forums online say that they were going to do the first two seasons, and then I saw it was five episodes. And I was like, how are they going to do it? And they need to take some really, really big creative liberties in order to do it.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah. I assume so. I don't know.
They had to have. And at least a lot of the things that I remember happening didn't happen in this.
Right.
Or were kind of pushed, squeezed so tightly that they became a completely different plot point.
Yeah.
So let's get going on it, right?
Okay.
Let's dive in here. After all that preamble,
so
let's get going.
Yusuke is just kind of a delinquent dork who gets hit by a bus. Not a bus, a truck.
Yeah.
He's saving a kid.
Yeah.
He dies, and then a guy with a binky in his mouth and his weird pink waifu lady said, all right, but like demons are coming, so like we're gonna like realive you real quick so you can fight the demons. Your mom and your kind of girlfriend are going to be a little sad, but you're going to come back to life and everyone's going to get over it like pretty quickly.
Yeah, very
so,
quickly. So I don't even think we saw the mom again
after
he came back to life.
After like the pretty good scene actually, because like that, like their house got
the burning house.
Yeah. The burning house mm-hmm. scene where like there's demons get loose, they're causing all sorts of ruckus.
Mm-hmm.
They take over a kid and some fire happens. Yusuke's house starts burning down, but it was like right as the moment where his spear was re-entering his body. So his like people pulled his mom out of the house, but she's going, no, wait, my son's alive. He's still alive. I saw the color come back to his face. Mm-hmm. A really nice scene.
Yeah.
Because they quickly established their dynamic is very, very interesting because
mm-hmm.
mom's kind of like a loser.
Also a delinquent kind
yeah, exactly.
of situation, which
yeah.
is very funny, but she has that kind
him.
Of yeah. soft spot for him,
exactly.
which is nice.
Yeah, well, it's his mom, so like,
yeah.
Thankfully, there's not any abuse there. It's just like, you know, she's also delinquent.
Right.
So she's doing the best she can.
Mm-hmm.
And his sort of girlfriend, Keiko?
Keiko, yeah.
Cool. I remembered the names.
Yeah.
I finished this a few days ago, and I'm like, that's sometimes dangerous for the pod, because I'm like, I already forgot everything.
yeah.
But anyway, Keiko charges back into this burning house.
Mm-hmm.
To save Yusuke. That whole sequence was really cool.
Yes.
Then he fights the demon out of this kid. Kuwabara got introduced earlier. He's a very skinny guy in comparison to his anime counterpart.
Yeah, it's very funny.
That's the thing everyone was complaining to me about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There were complaints about that?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, to jump into that really quickly, I thought he did a great job. I actually love the Kuwabara of this iteration.
No, he was really good, but people like were
mad that he's not a big, bulky white guy with red hair.
Yeah, people are being very superficial about it.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing, everyone else tried to your point, sometimes with live action, especially anime adaptation live action, everyone went super cosplay with it.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But when Kuwabara didn't really match the original intent, people thought it might have been like weird. But then mm-hmm. again, you're going to get like a big 6 foot guy to step in there. Like that's not going to happen.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Contextually.
And someone who would be a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
Your
mm-hmm.
microphone's drooping, by the way.
Oh, it is. Oh, look, it's going down.
Whoa. What are you doing?
It's like, oh my God, you're off the table. I'm gone.
I am. Things are off the table. Keep, things are getting wild.
Keep going without me.
No.
Thanks. That's actually really nice.
Love you too.
but yes, the Kuwabara situation, I see what they were trying to do with the, they gave him the bleached hair,
yeah.
gave him the kind of like, I mean, everybody had like a pretty fucking nuts haircut in this one, but
yeah.
Kuwabara's, it actually made sense within the context of a live
yes.
action, I
yeah,
thought.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just, you know, some 6 foot five huge dude
who probably wouldn't be able to act as well as this
with
guy
like did. A ginger haircut. Like
this guy did really well.
Yeah, he did really well. And by I thought he was actually my favorite part of the show.
Did you watch the original Japanese audio or did you watch the English dub?
I actually watched the Japanese audio because I can, you know, it's so freaking weird because I can do dub in anime, can't do dub in live action.
Well, here's the thing.
Unless it's Power Rangers where you don't see the mouths.
Well, exactly. But here's the thing. With me, I started with the Japanese audio, then I switched over to the dub out of curiosity.
Really?
And then I stayed on the dub because it's a totally different experience.
Ooh. That's fascinating.
Because when you switch over the dub, it turns more into a 70s Hong Kong live action, like a martial arts
really?
Film. Really? Because it has that kind of effect.
Wow.
It's unintentional, but it gave it more of that B-movie charm because the voiced cast was taking it kind of seriously.
Yes.
But not overly seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So it gave this nice little undercut of humor that the show at some points didn't otherwise have. So which audio option you choose kind of is going to shape your experience here.
That's pretty fascinating, actually. Because I felt that the Japanese actors were very good.
They were. They were trying their all.
They did a great job. The unfortunate part, I think, with all of this is that the... Due to the nature of them squeezing in two arcs of material in five episodes.
So basically what happens is you get the spirit stuff in the first two episodes. You get that middle episode, which is basically training for the tournament.
Right.
And then episode four and five are the tournament.
Are the tournament,
so
right.
Mathematically that adds up. You know, two, middle point,
one,
other two.
And then two, right?
Yeah. So that makes sense. A little like binary in terms of creative thinking.
Yes.
So that's a little odd in a way because you're putting all that math into creativity that kind of dampens the experience a little bit.
Definitely weird. But I will say if I was the studio.
Yes.
And they were like, we only got budget for five episodes.
Yeah.
And you got to fit these two arcs in there. I don't think they could have done a better job.
So let's spend a bunch of money making the villain's hair look good.
Dude, it looked great, though.
The mullet. Yeah, it looked great. Yeah, it looked like the coiffed mullet. Like that guy.
Yeah, that guy looked cool. Like the big gambler guy.
Yes.
Which I don't know if he has I actually have no idea if he has an anime equivalent at all. I thought he was a new character, but
I have no idea.
And also the whole sinkhole thing.
Yes.
I thought that was a live action, at least in my memory. I don't remember that in the anime at all.
It could have been there. Who knows? I don't know.
I have no idea.
I didn't watch the thing.
But I do know. The point that it really, really diverted was when they went to training with Genkai.
Yes.
Because Genkai, the sensei, who they go to train with, right? In the anime, there's actually a whole arc leading up to them training with her. Because they actually have to compete in a tournament.
Okay, wow.
In order to train with her.
Nice.
And I think Yusuke has to beat her or somebody equally as powerful in the final round.
Okay.
And then he beats that person and then achieves the right to train with Genkai.
Okay.
And then that does all the training and they do a quick time skip. And then boom, we're in the second arc. So they kind of just skipped all that and went, just go.
Yeah, he just rocked up like, hey, can I train? And Koolbar was like, I want to too.
And she was like, yeah, whatever.
Cool. That's that fascinating how quick it was then.
It was very quick comparatively because they pretty much skipped a whole arc.
Yes.
But it's fine considering that I thought the training segments were pretty fun and that whole episode actually might have been my favorite of the five.
Gotcha.
Because especially the part where Kuwabara's training is just hit this rock with this stick until you break the rock.
But then he eventually does it.
He does, which is hilarious.
He harnesses spirit energy in his sword.
Makes his spirit sword.
Yeah, he basically had a lightsaber.
And the spirit sword is blue in this version.
Oh, what was it?
It's orange in the original.
Ha.
It's fun.
They wanted to make it look more like a lightsaber.
They did.
Yeah.
And it worked. It was really cool.
I liked it. The spirit gun looked cool as well.
Yeah, spirit gun looked great.
Genkai gets killed by somebody.
By Togoro.
Yeah.
Togoro, who is the big bad in the second arc of the anime and who is a really great anime villain. Love Togoro. But in this version...
He's a big dude.
He is just a big guy.
Yes.
His ability is just get bigger and stronger. I think they did a good job with the time they had in characterizing Togoro and being like, oh, you know, they did a lot in the last episode, actually, specifically.
Yes.
They really caught up on it. But to get a more of a window into his character and like his hardships and why he merged with the yokai, like all that. I think they did a pretty good job at that, too. The whole thing, though... As we were moving through it, it kind of felt a little shallow at times. That was my one main complaint.
Shallow. That's an interesting critique. I can definitely see what you're saying.
It's like they weren't given enough time to actually go that deep, so it just remained kind of surface level the whole time.
It
kind of
gave me OVA vibes, honestly.
Yes,
it was very very plot structured, like a multi-part OVA. Mm-hmm. And so they gave you everything they could in the time frame.
Yes,
because it felt earnest, if nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why my favorite episode is actually episode 4, when the tournament kicked off.
Yes, when Kurama and Hiei have their fights and stuff.
Yeah,
too.
When pretty boy DSL long red hair guy.
Yes, Kurama. Yes. Oh, God.
And then fast ninja guy.
Yeah,
yeah. Hiei. Those fight scenes were sick.
They were really good fight scenes.
And they both had clearly understood motives. Like, you know, actually, Kurama was just more like, you know, Kurama's very clear. It's like, hey, yokai kind of sucks. I mean, it took me a second because this whole thing was with his mom.
Yeah.
But, you know, he basically a yokai that took over human form.
Right.
But then, like, you know, learned to love humanity.
Right. Because of his mom.
Exactly. So he's fighting for risk because humanity in that front does just keep the yokai out of like the human world.
Right.
So that was his motive. His fight scene was sick.
It was great. It was really, really
good. I wish they did, you know, because at first I was like, oh, he's got this like rose vine whip. Do a little more of that. And they did in that episode. I'm like, okay, you guys are saving that. Okay. No, like, you know, complaint rescinded. And with Hiei, they just, you know, he's trying to get his sister back who cries the diamond tears.
Yes, yes. The whatever, like the frozen ice tear, I don't care, or something. I also don't know if she has a character in the anime. I legitimately don't remember that. But it does seem like something that could be in the anime, but I just have no idea.
So he was just cool because like it was a lot of fast action. And they gave him like a big ogre to fight.
It was great. Yeah, so, that was a good like juxtaposition between Hiei, who was just fast, quick, and short.
Yeah,
versus just this gargantuan piece of armor.
Yeah, that was my favorite episode leading up to like the big fight in the final one. I just thought the episode moved great at a brisk, fun pace, and it highlighted everything I liked about the show because mm-hmm. I watched this way more as instead of in my mind going, this is an anime adaptation, I'm saying this is like a toku, like a direct to TV,
for sure,
direct to streaming, more adult tokusatsu.
Mm-hmm.
It reminded me a lot of like my favorite parts of Black Sun.
I was literally just going to say, that was another part of it that made me go, this is Japanese.
Yes.
Because it captured, maybe not as gross, but it captured a similar J-horror element.
A little bit,
about some of the monsters.
Yes.
About some of like the monster fights and the CGI being used.
Yep.
It really, really incorporated that
yes.
very similarly to how like Kamen Rider Black Sun did.
Yeah, because this was a modern toku.
Yes.
And I really like toku.
Mm-hmm.
So going into this, I knew I was going to be biased because, like I said, it is a Japanese production and with that very unique style,
mm-hmm.
which is one I really like. So I'm like, And with the plot structure, shallow, but I do this thing with toku when I turn my brain off. I'm like, okay, give me enough. Just give me enough. I want the cool fight scenes.
And it delivered on those.
And that's the thing, because also maybe I wasn't really looking for a lot because when you know it's 5 episodes going in,
yeah.
How much story can you realistically expect?
Yeah. Can you expect them to muster in that time?
Yes.
But they tried to put in lot.
There was so much effort here.
There was a lot of effort. Yes. They really wanted to fit everything in. And I imagine it must be because they were not greenlit for a second season.
Yeah. They did what they could.
Yeah. And they did what they could. They tried to put everything in.
Yeah.
It worked to some degree, I will say. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some degree.
Some degree.
What degrees did it not work in?
Once again, with the whole, like, there just wasn't that sense of depth that the anime has that I thought.
Yeah.
But, like, you can't do it.
Exactly. You can't do it in the time frame. You
can't do it. And going back to what I said earlier, I thought this was legitimately the best they could have done.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, there were no chinks in the armor as far as being given a 100-plus episode series and be like, take the first two arcs. Make it 5 episodes. Yeah, do it.
Exactly.
No worries there. Like, whoever was the writing staff on this,
they worked their ass off.
They did a great job. I think, you know, it was getting a lot of hate in that they didn't incorporate a lot of, like, elements from the anime. And honestly,
how could they?
What could you possibly expect from
exactly.
them? Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's a little much to ask.
It was a little much. It was a little much.
So I'm giving them a break there. I might be giving them a ton of breaks, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was, I gotta say, I really thought I would be bored during it. I wasn't bored.
I was never bored. I'll say that. I was never bored. Because they didn't really give me time to be bored.
Yeah, right.
You know,
it moved very fast.
Yeah.
And that actually kept my attention quite a bit.
But I'll say this. I mean, again, as someone who doesn't really mm-hmm. know anything about the anime, fast, yes, but it didn't have that problem some other things had of being dizzyingly fast.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because in stuff like the Avatar Last Airbender movie,
mm-hmm.
that was so quick and it was dizzying.
Yes.
This didn't have that. This just moved briskly. There's a difference.
It moved nicely because they had elements to move to.
Yes.
Because in like The Last Airbender, like a movie like that, they just jump from a scene with the main cast to another scene with the main cast.
Right.
This had some kind of areas where you jump from a scene with Yusuke and Keiko.
Yeah.
Then you jump to a scene with the gambling guy and all the rich guys.
Yeah.
Then you jump to a scene with like Hiei and Kurama. Yes. So there was actually some variety that they cut back and forth to. And then later in the show, they cut to like, oh, Togoro's problems or Togoro's brother.
It was three-dimensional.
Yeah, it was. They had a lot of characters to work with, a lot of storyline to input, and it never felt boring. Which is great.
Is it bad to say that I like this thing?
No, it's not bad to say that you liked it. And I also kind of did as well. And I also think I'm giving it some breaks. But genuinely, when you don't think about the anime at all. Like,
it's a fun toku.
You had a good time. Yeah. Like I had no problem with it at all, really.
Yeah,
I mean, it was fine for what it was. I had a good time watching it.
Yeah.
The Kuwabara character was hilarious.
Kuwabara was funny. I like Kurama.
Kurama's great.
He is a character. I thought he was whatever, but he was fun to watch.
Yeah. Yusuke was like the
typical
protagonist who doesn't really care, but then cares. And
because he's cool.
Yeah. He's a cool guy.
Yeah. Yusuke was honestly whatever.
I also like the gambler guy, like the main guy.
He was probably my favorite to watch.
He was really fun because at that one point when
the Russian roulette with the five bullets.
Yes.
So only one shot of living.
When they had that one fight with Togoro and he was like, I never lose bets.
Yeah.
And then then Togoro lost. And then he
immediately kills himself.
I really like the psychology of it too, where he was like, oh, Togoro was actually said to told to lose this fight, but now things have changed.
Yeah, exactly,
he's gonna win this fight.
Yeah,
and it was really cool. I really like the psychology of that.
That's
guy.
You saw the psychology.
Yes.
It was really cool, like that one scene where they're literally betting it all on this fight.
Yep.
You get Binky Spirit guy in there with the
fucking Koenma. And to be honest, like even in the anime, I never understood Koenma at all in the anime either. So, but here it was just even funnier because it's just a live action him and Botan as well.
It's just a dude, yeah.
I was just like, that is the thing. Like there were a few characters in this one. It kind of fizzled with the One Piece live action as I watched it.
Yeah.
With this, there were some characters that it never quite fizzled out how I was like, it's just people cosplaying.
Yeah, exactly.
And that was mainly Kurama, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Koenma.
Yeah.
And Botan.
Yeah, exactly.
Those are the three characters that I was like, cosplay.
Honestly, Yusuke looked like he was wearing a cosplay that was too big.
He did. Yeah.
His pants were huge.
The pants were puffed.
Yeah.
Big puffed.
You could tell it was the design
like
of the
90s. Puffed Cheetos. Like he was going to a Limp Bizkit concert in 1998.
You say that with the most like insecure smile I've ever seen. It's like, I think this joke's landing. I can't tell
what happens. I don't know.
I don't know what you do in 98.
Anybody confirm or deny? I was four.
You watch Raw as War, and then you
drank a, what did they drink?
Mountain Dew. And then you put a CD in your Walkman.
Yes.
And then and then you listen to Limp Bizkit songs. Go, I hate you, Dad.
Yeah. And then 90s. you have a Nokia.
Yeah, it takes some pictures that you have to like shake the Polaroid off.
Yeah.
90s sucked.
I hate the 90s.
Sweet. We live in cool times.
Are we good? Yeah, we are good.
Okay,
The computer just blipped for a second, and I was like, oh!
Yeah, I was kind of scared of that, too. Well, we are wrapping up, it sounds
We are wrapping up, though. But like, would you like to say good? Would you call it bad?
Oh, not at all bad.
Yeah.
I'd say pretty good. I mean, it wasn't amazing, but I had a lot more fun with it than I thought.
Yeah.
So, pretty good.
Yeah. And it kind of makes me want to rewatch the anime, and I think we have a plan to do that this year.
Yeah, I would love to actually break down into it and actually see what the original version contained and see why some people might be irked by this. Of course, it's going to be a long-form project because it's 110 episodes.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a long one.
Expect that way later.
Later this year. But I also am going to go with not bad. I can see some people's criticisms about it online that I've been seeing about how, like, oh, how could they, like, move all the arcs into five episodes? Ah, shut up. It's fine.
You baby.
It's okay. You, like, but the news here, though, to those people, you wouldn't like it if they did 112 episodes of the live action.
Exactly.
Just ready to not like it immediately.
That's a fair point. A lot of people are still very biased by the idea of live action.
Yeah.
I get it.
I get it, too. But, like, it didn't have to happen.
No.
Like, nobody was asking for this. I wasn't asking for this.
It did happen. So we can either be weenies about it or accept it.
Yeah. We chose to accept it this time.
I'm a weenie about a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Weenie.
It's bad. That's right, everybody. The fun is over today. Thanks so much for clicking on the episode. But the fun does not have to stop here. You can hit us up anywhere that you can find us on Instagram or TikTok at Bad Anime Pod, or you can even email us to get in touch with us directly at badanimepod@gmail.com. If you got any opinions or you just want to send some hate mail or love mail, we'll take both. We don't care. Thanks so much for listening, everybody, and have a great day.
Simple Equations Podcast Network.